אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Mr. Topol, you've started your rich career in the Israeli army troopers in Lahakat HaNachal, and you left a lasting impression with Salach Shabbati. When you played Salach, you were a young man. You told me you were only 27 years old.
That's right.
Salach was old, and he was a Sephardi as well. I just wanted to verify the legend I've heard that Salach actually made you into Tuvia. Is that correct?
Yes, I mean, there is something in that legend that what happened was that Salah, as they were called it in English, say Salach Shabbati, but Salah was playing at the Carnegie in New York, and it ran there for quite a long time, for about a year. And before they were casting, before they started to cast the English production, the secretary of Harold Prince, who was the producer, said to him, why not take the old man from Salah, the old man from Tel Aviv? So I got a message to come over to London for an audition. When I arrived, they were very disappointed because a young man of 29 or 30, I was then, arrived for the audition. But as they paid the ticket already, they decided to see me on stage, and I went on stage, and they liked what they saw. This is how I got the part to play in Fiddler in London. And obviously from that I got the part for in the film, and then I played it to other productions, I mean, for about five or six different productions on Broadway and in Tokyo and Melbourne and in Canada and all over the States and all over England and so on and so forth. And in Israel, of course.
Do you still remember your first performance overseas in London in front of a non-Jewish crowd?
Yes, of course.
Was it scary? Or?
No. I had nothing to lose. I was absolutely foreigner there. No one knew me. So I can tell you that there's no difference in the reaction to the show, whether you're an audience who is in a theater 100 meters away from Piccadilly Circus in London, or whether you're 100 meters away from Times Square in New York, or whether it's Jerusalem or in Tel Aviv. I mean, the reaction is the same reaction. And I can tell you that even in Tokyo we had a little problem because we had two laughs for each joke. One was when the subtitle appeared, and one was when the English-speaking people in the audience heard it from stage. So usually the subtitle, the translation, appears just a little bit too early. And so they were laughing at the jokes twice.
I was always wondering, after all, Tuvia, the Milkman, was written by Shalom Aleichem. It is such a Jewish story. How audiences, like you're talking in Japan, and that don't know much about Jewish traditions and heritage, can react to it?
Well, because it's a universal story, and the proof is in the fact that they played, for example, in Tokyo for 3 years on the screens. It played in Madrid for 3 years. It played in different places, in South America and in all over Europe, of course, and in the States and in England. I mean, that's the proof. It is a universal story. How, you ask? Each one of them, each member of the audience sees in it and identifies with a young girl. If it's a couple, a young couple, they identify because they are in love, and they look at the girls on the screen and they identify with them. I mean, if it's a husband and a wife who have been married for 25 years, when they hear "Do you love me?" after 25 years, they recognize the question, which they ask themselves probably every second day. Do we still love each other? There are questions and topics in the play or in the film which are totally universal. Yes, of course. I mean, if you are Jewish, then you get probably somehow you have more of an insight, but it doesn't really matter. I can tell you, for example, give you an example from Japan, which I didn't know when I appeared there. I saw many, many youngsters in their audience. And I thought, that's because the youngsters probably speak English, so that's why. And the answer was no. One of the issues in the play, which is the arranged marriage, the matchmaker, the matchmaking of the marriages, I mean, in Japan, at least when I appeared there, 50% of the marriages were arranged marriages.
That's interesting, actually.
Yeah, and that was one of the reasons that they flogged into the theater to see that, because that really spoke to them and touched them. But of course, the issue of the relationship of a father and his daughters, a husband and a wife, which I mentioned, or a man and his horse, or a person and his neighbors, community, most important, the relationship between a person and his creator. People ask themselves questions, why did you do that to me, or I mean, if they call it God or Lord or whatever they call it. Each one has a few questions to the
own creator. Going back to you, can you please give us an idea how many times you were Tuvia?
I just counted yesterday, I mean, because I was asked that question a few times now, and I want to be accurate. I wasn't accurate the first time when I was asked. I said 2,400.
Are you still very enthusiastic?
Very. It's, first of all, because it's one of the best parts ever written for a male singer. So when you can't get a much better part, you know, that goes through all the emotions that a man can go. And really, I mean, it's a pleasure to play this part. Although I can't play it for too long, because I can tell you I just came from playing some scenes in the second act, and I cried like a baby, and I couldn't believe it that I still cry. But yes, I do cry every performance, because these are very touching scenes. And I think that if I won't do it faithfully, the audience won't be with us. And that's the profession of an actor, to convince his audience that every time he plays, he's on stage, everything that he sees, hears, says is for the first time. Otherwise, he's not a very good actor.
You are indeed very convincing. You must identify with Tuvia. How does it affect your daily life?
Well, I think that my daily life affected the way I play Tuvia. I think that the fact that I was, that I'm an Israeli born, affects the way I play Tuvia. I definitely play differently from people who played it abroad. The fact that I am a descendant of a Tuvia. I mean, my father was sort of a Tuvia. His father was sort of a Tuvia. His father's father was definitely a Tuvia. So I think that it's somewhere in my genes, and I'm very proud of it.
Chaim Topol, what should we expect here in Sydney?
To come and enjoy the show.
We are looking forward to seeing you as Tuvia the Milkman. Chaim Topol, thank you very much, and
thank
good
you.
Luck.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.